Alexandra Dimitri, Director General for Reproductive Health in South Sudan National Health Ministry, presented the UNFPA report in Juba last week during the launch of this year's 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. Dimitri says, while sexual and gender-based violence cases have declined in recent months, incidents of physical and emotional abuse have increased during the coronavirus pandemic. He says statistics shows 97% of cases involving gender-based violence were female survivors. Dimitri says about 3,000 survivors access medical care across the country. He says the trend has changed from sexual violence to physical assault due in part to fear among the perpetrators over contracting infection like HIV/AIDS.
Qualifications of sexual assault, considering that there's the exposure to a number of illnesses, diseases like HIV/AIDS, a number of sexually transmitted infections, maybe people are now getting more, enlightened about the dangers of this, and that's why they are resorting more to physical assault.
Dimitri urges parents to enroll their children in sex education classes or talk to them about sex before they learn about it from friends.
Important for parents, for example, is they socialize their children, whether they are girls or boys, to talk to them about the sexuality. Because many of the girls, for example, are not aware of, or even the boys, they are not aware how their body, how their anatomy, how they function. And it is important that the parents talk about the sexuality without fear. Because, in South Sudan, cultures actually prevent people from talking about the issues connecting the sex, especially even the parents. The first people who should actually tell the children are the parents.
Major General Daniel Justin, spokesperson of the South Sudan National Police Service, says the Interior Ministry has deployed more female police officers to stations across the country to handle cases of sexual violence. Justin says even though most South Sudanese understand the seriousness of committing sexual and gender-based violence, rape is still being reported at high rates on the outskirts of Juba.
The situation have changed a lot because the work we did with the other stakeholders have helped us to actually sensitize the people. Most of our people now, they know this sexual gender-based violence and domestic violence are actually crimes, and they are to be reported to the police, and the law is to take its course.
Justin says police are working to arrest suspected rapists and other perpetrators of gender-based violence once the case is reported to their office. He is urging the general public to provide substantial evidence when reporting an incident of rape or other types of sexual abuse.
It depends on the evidence you provide, because most of our people, they take these cases from public domain, from media and so on, without knowing even when we arrest somebody, we need to take him to court with concrete evidence, you see. But for them, when you arrest somebody, they think he must go to prison. Sometimes no evidence against that guy.
In those cases, Justin says, the suspects are often released. South Sudan Chief Justice Chan Rech Madut acknowledges that rape is rampant in the country. He says the Justice Ministry is working to establish a special court to handle sexual and gender-based violent crimes.
To be frank, we were supposed to open a Gibi court the 25th, but because it coincided with this function, I decided that we have to push it ahead. Hopefully, in the coming few days.
The South Sudan Penal Court states that whoever commits an offense of rape upon conviction shall be sentenced to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 14 years and may also be fined. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.